The Current State of Retail, produced by Alec Robinson, approximately 6 minutes in length, starting in 3, 2.
Hello, and welcome to The Morning Show. I'm your host, Pedro Esteva, and today we're going to talk about the ever-evolving retail industry. At the start of every fiscal year, we usually see the closure of some retailers that we've come to know and love. However, this year could be a little different. 2019 could be the last year of the true retail apocalypse that has been teased for the last several years. I'm sitting here with retail expert Alec Robinson, who has worked in retail for nearly a decade, to find out why this might be the case. Alec, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Pedro. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Let's just jump right into it. First question, what can make a store profitable in the current retail climate?
Well, you know, Pedro, the need of the consumer is changing, and if retailers want to survive, they're going to have to need to adapt to these needs. Retailers are going to have to sell using multiple channels so that the consumer doesn't feel tied down to one experience. Mm. This is known as omni-channel selling because they're not just, you know, just in one brick and mortar shop.
Yeah.
They're just using whatever they can think of to just make a sale happen. I even read on one source that by the end of 2019, it's expected that most retailers are actually going to have a delivery within 1 hour feature for those who may be a little bit more impatient than others.
That's insane. Can a store even survive without online ordering?
You know, it's getting really tough for a store that's not selling online right now. Like in 2019 so far, about 4,800 different stores are going to close. And 10 national retailers have actually announced that they're going to be closing their stores so far.
Sheesh.
You know, retailers are also starting to switch to from using third-party data, which is data acquired from an outside source, to using zero-party data, which is data that's acquired from the customer themselves, whether it be from like purchases that they've made in the past or surveys that they might have taken for the company.
Mm. How important are customer service skills?
Customer service skills are definitely one of the most important things for a brick and mortar shop. But then again, you could argue that going both ways, that they're getting less necessary because people aren't necessarily shopping in the brick and mortar shops as much.
Yeah.
But for those that are, it's the most important thing for them. Like if they're going to walk into a store and a customer's or in a sales associate's not going to be taking time out of their day to actually talk to them and find out what their needs are, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to just do a lap around the store and walk out.
Mm. Have you seen that?
Oh, I've definitely seen that happen a lot.
Do you try to go out there and talk to the customer and stuff?
Oh, for sure. Like, at least the company that I work at, one of our shared goals in the brand is put the customer first.
Okay.
So you want to be their friend before anything, before trying to make a sale happen.
How can a company's image affect its sales?
Well, a company's image is definitely something that is super important as well. For example, like this year, some brands are actually starting to split from some of their companies within them. Old Navy is actually going to be splitting from Gap this year because they're the only brick and mortar shop that's kind of profitable within the group of the Gap brands.
Okay.
And seeing that, some investors are actually trying to get Bath & Body Works to do the same thing, to split from L Brands with Victoria's Secret. But it'll just be interesting to see kind of how that's going to affect a company and how that's going to affect their stock.
Yeah. Does loyalty to a brand play a role in a company's success?
It does to an extent. Like some brands now are doing like a rewards feature where you buy a certain amount of items and you get the next one free. And customers are kind of starting to receive that well. And if a company's not doing that, then they're starting to kind of question why it's not happening and what they're doing for them.
Mm. Are companies trying to build that loyalty? Especially when you were saying that, you know, larger companies are trying to cut off some of the dead weight and move into the actual profitable companies. Do you see companies trying to build that loyalty in your experience?
Yeah, for sure. If they're not, then they're going to definitely fail. Like, according to Anna Lai, the senior director and analytical manager at S&P Global Ratings, they're either filing for bankruptcy or even the ones that are still operating are looking to reduce their store footprint to be more efficient to invest in their online channel. So, I mean, they're definitely looking at ways to cut costs, and splitting from brands is one of them.
Do you think that brick and mortar shops will still exist 10 years from now? Because from what you're saying, it sounds like it's not good unless you're getting online.
You know, it's not looking so great for the brick and mortar shops, but I think there's always going to be some there.
Okay.
Because people definitely like to go into a place and try things.
Yeah.
Before they spend their money. Because if it's like an expensive thing, like say like a brand name speaker that's Bluetooth, you're going to want to hear some music that you listen to through that thing before you spend $400 on it.
That's why they have, that's why they make videos of the person testing it out.
Yeah, it's not the same as, you know, listening to that speaker as opposed to listening to a speaker play through your speakers.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, looks like we're just about out of time here for today's episode. But before we go, I want to give a big thanks to Alec Robinson for stopping by to talk about the current state of the retail industry and for shedding some light on the things that can help the struggling retail sector ride out the retail apocalypse. Until next time, I'm Pedro Esteva on The Morning Show.